Hey, hey, what's up, Vibe Tribe? It's your man, Johnny Hawkins, and I'm with my girl,
the one and only Champagne Bubbles.
And welcome to Vibrations with Johnny Hawkins.
Hey, Johnny, good to see you today.
Good to see you today, my sister.
Thank you very much. So what are we going to talk about with our Vibe Tribers today?
This is deep, but it's real.
Okay.
It's the realness of mental illness.
Oh, now, Johnny.
Yeah.
That is serious.
Seriously.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. This is going to be a good conversation. What do you have to say about it?
You guys, please chime in. I'm sure you know someone, right? But here's the bottom line, or in my world.
Mm-hmm.
But for the grace of God, there go I.
No, that's real.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, any moment, snap, crackle,
any
pop.
Any moment.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Snap, crackle, pop, because life is tough.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be funny about that snap, crackle, pop thing.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't take that as me being offensive. What I meant, we're all on the line, right?
Yes, sir.
We're all walking that fine line every single day. And, mm-hmm. and life is tough.
It can be.
But there are some of us that unfortunately are broken as a result of mm-hmm. trying to deal with life.
I think I'm going to need tissue.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with your sister. Okay. Talk to me. All right. So you have some things that you'd like to share, you know, before I get all off into it, you know?
Well, as I'm listening to you talk you said, but by the grace of God.
But for the grace of God, there go I.
And I remember Marvin Sapp in his song, Never Would Have Made It. Mm. You know, I would have lost my mind mm-hmm. a long time ago mm-hmm. had it not been for the grace of God.
Preach up in here.
You know what I'm saying? And when I think about, I feel my tears.
When I think about
where I've been and how close I've been.
Yeah. Mm. Come back. Mm. Come on now. Come back.
I'm going to come back, but that was very real, you know.
The realness of mental illness.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
We all know someone, mm-hmm. you know, that is suffering or dealing or battling that issue, and it's a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, I personally had some anxiety issues
mm-hmm.
when my mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
mm-hmm.
real for me. I was prescribed a medication.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was. I tried it for a day or two or three, but I didn't feel good with
mm-hmm.
it. So I said, it's time to get on bended knee. I'm going to mm-hmm. need your help, Lord.
Okay? Yes.
And so me and the Lord worked it out. And
okay.
I was able to maintain myself and my focus because
yes.
before that, I was on my way. So seriously, I understand what anxiety feels like.
No.
I understand what panic attacks feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I know what that's about. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a real thing. So, but for the grace of God, there go I.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, that's very real.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you were able, by the grace of God, to pray your way through.
Yes.
And God was able to sustain you.
Yeah.
But what I want our Vibe Tribers to know
mm-hmm.
that if you need medication,
okay.
that's okay, too.
It certainly
You know,
is.
Like, whatever you have
is.
To do to maintain your temple, as my sister would
yes.
say, God rest her soul.
Yes, yes.
That's yes. what you do.
Absolutely.
And all of what we're sharing are just our opinions. We are not doctors.
Tell them, please.
You know, please consult your medical physician
mm-hmm.
before trying to do what you see us do, because
mm-hmm.
this may not work for you. But
and let's be clear, these are opinions, okay?
Yes.
But there are some experience behind these
yes,
opinions, okay?
For sure.
But we are definitely not psychologists,
mm-hmm.
psychotherapists, psychiatrists, you know, or primary care physicians. We are none of those things.
Yes.
We're just people walking this walk and living this life that have opinions about mental illness because we relate to it based
yes.
on who we know,
mm-hmm.
our loved ones, friends, and those that we don't know and see on these streets.
And my own self, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I have suffered
right.
like great depression.
Okay.
I'm about to cry.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
I was never, you know, clinically diagnosed, but I know myself.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And were it not for my family
right.
and my friends, you know, encouraging me and standing in a gap for me.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know where I would be.
I hear you.
You
I
know,
hear you. You know?
I
and you're not
know
alone,
where
but
I
you're
would
not
be.
Alone, you
yeah.
know, because there are a lot of so-called celebrities out there. Not even, and they're not even so-called. They are actually on stage,
mm-hmm.
right? On the big screen, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about it. So I think it's something we need to talk about. That's why we're having this conversation.
Absolutely.
With our Vibe Tribe. You see what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? Because it's real. So
yeah.
there are days in our lives, right?
Uh-huh.
where we go through things.
For sure.
So this is a day-by-day battle.
A moment-by-moment battle.
Moment by moment, right? Because the mind is doing what it does,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So it's just about trying to figure it out, mm-hmm. you know, and figure out what works for you. Mm-hmm. And that's all we want, you know.
Yeah.
What works for you, right? And I think that I am more empathetic.
Okay.
And am more sympathetic towards the individual battling mental illness than I am the addict.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because addiction is a choice.
You think so?
You explore a drug.
Could it be to balance the mental illness?
Oh, sure. Oh, no. That's okay. True. But let's just keep it separated for
okay.
now. The addict versus the mentally unhealthy.
Okay. I see
There's
what
a
you're
difference.
Saying. I see what you're saying.
The individual that has become an addict,
mm-hmm.
and I do still, you know, sympathize for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that they're not of value. They are.
Mm-hmm.
They have a problem. But that individual with that mental health issue, that they didn't ask for that. They didn't mm-hmm. try anything new. They didn't
mm-hmm.
explore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't start drinking and then smoking. You know, what they did is were born. They were just born, and then all of a sudden, there was this mental health issue inside of them. They
yes.
didn't ask for it.
I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So that's
okay.
why
you were differentiating
that's
a
it,
little
that's
bit.
That's it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm saying I sympathize more with
okay.
more with the individual that has the mental health issue
mm-hmm.
versus the individual that has the addiction to a drug because the latter had a choice. That second person had a choice. You didn't have to go start drinking.
Well,
unless, I know you're trying to tie it in, unless you were trying to cope
with
a mental health issue.
Yes.
And that's a big problem, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem.
And that's what I see more.
Right.
So
right.
I was only
right.
offering that.
I appreciate
not to
that.
refute, because I do
it's
understand
okay.
where you're coming from.
Absolutely.
But it's been my experience and observation
right.
that a lot of people become addicts
yes.
because they're mentally ill
right.
and it wasn't diagnosed.
And it's a big thing in the African-American community,
right.
I would say, for
and
sure.
So I'm know? Just yeah. wanting us to make it more comfortable
yes.
and supportive of one another
Absolutely.
When we find ourselves in those spaces.
Yes.
And when, you know, our loved ones have to go and get that support, that they're not labeled as crazy and ridiculed. And that's not really a
weak
dozens.
Or soft.
Yeah. That's not really a dozens topic. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? We can laugh and joke about
right,
stuff,
right,
but
right, right.
my mental
well,
stability.
I can talk about your mama.
Within reason. As long as we're laughing,
okay,
but if
okay.
my facial expression and my energy change, you
okay.
might want to pull up off of it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Back to what you're saying. I'm sorry, sister. All right.
No, that's okay, because yeah. Sally will handle you all by herself.
Okay.
He said, what?
Right.
Okay, come on and pick me up.
I would never talk about Sally Mae, not ever. Back to topic.
But Sally, we'll talk about us, so I think it's all fair. No.
Right.
No, but I have a lot of mental illness in my family.
Right, okay.
Some diagnosed, some that need diagnosis.
Okay, right. Right.
You know, I've had several, like, aunts and uncles.
Yeah,
like, I'm
yeah.
talking about, like, real immediate
yeah,
family.
Yeah.
My sister.
Yeah.
God rest her soul. Mm-hmm. Love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
She just transitioned March of last year, and she was diagnosed as
yes. wow.
mentally ill. She
okay.
was manic depressive
okay.
and bipolar.
So let me stop you right there. That term mental illness, that sort of turns people off, too.
Okay. How can we soften that?
I like to say mental health issue.
I like that better.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's the stigma.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, again, it's the energy. Are you
yeah.
mentally ill? You
yeah.
know what I mean? That sort of makes a person seem a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
Versus if you say, I think you may be having a mental health challenge.
Yeah.
That you may want to get looked at, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Or be, you know, sort of get some therapy, you know what I mean? Maybe
yeah.
you want to talk to someone
mm-hmm.
if you think you're having a mental health challenge. And then you can help that person maybe explore what that means for them.
Yeah.
And then that will encourage them potentially to go get help faster. And if you say, hey, bro, you mentally ill, dog. You crazy as hell. Need to take your, you know what I'm saying? So,
no, that's
know,
true. That's
know.
Very true.
So we
got to
be careful with our words. Again, it's vibrations, baby. It's energy, right?
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. Love, okay?
You know, what I was thinking about when I was considering this subject matter
mm-hmm.
is the fact that we go to the doctors for everything.
Yes, we do.
We very comfortably with no stigma.
Let me stop you again. Brothers, you need to go to Dr. Moore, though. Come on, let me talk to you. Black men, get to the Dr. Moore.
Absolutely.
Women do.
Yeah.
Black men a little afraid. But go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, no apology necessary, except for our minds.
Mm.
You know, so the body can be ill.
Mm.
And the mind can be ill. So illness is okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because
right,
we do
right.
work to get well
right. okay.
when we're ill.
Right.
You know, but it just depends on the intention when people say it, you
yeah.
know, with, that
yeah.
can make it
yeah.
either supportive or demeaning. What
the
do you think about
behind
that?
It. The vibe
is
the
everything.
Energy. You see what I'm saying?
Vibe is everything.
If I'm coming to you with some maliciousness.
Yes.
You know what I
mean? Judgmental.
You know what I mean? Trying mm-hmm. to make you feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then pointing the finger and trying to make you appear to be special, but in a bad way.
Yeah.
That's going to make you feel bad. You
yeah.
know?
You can get slapped.
You can get
and I could get away with it.
Right, right.
If I get the proper diagnosis. Hello, somebody.
Talk to me.
So we might want to tread lightly because there are some people that got the diagnosis
right,
that
right,
already
right.
know that they will not do a day.
Mm, okay.
If they catch this case with you. So
right.
be careful. So, I'm just saying.
How rough is it in these streets for our people that are mentally ill? You know,
no, it's real bad.
Yeah,
it is
yeah,
real bad. Yeah. And like you said, but by the grace of God, like I said, my sister, 16 is mm-hmm. when she started her journey.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just in and out of institutions and mm. all of that, and it
wow.
was a very challenging role,
yeah,
you know, with her.
Yeah, yeah.
But we loved her, you know, accepted her. Baby, she would cuss you out
yeah.
and then hug you.
Mm.
And
somebody asked what her diagnosis was, or is that too personal?
No. She
okay.
was bipolar.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Manic
mm-hmm.
depressive.
Yeah.
But she was a genius also. So I didn't always want to give her the pass with that after she done called you everything but a child of God.
Right.
And then you need to pick her up tomorrow and take her to mama's house.
Kanye West, publicly a bipolar, right? Very, but he's a genius.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. yeah.
My grandmother was bipolar.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandmother on my mother's side was bipolar.
Okay.
God rest her soul.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid growing up, you know, I didn't really notice
mm-hmm.
it. I only knew something was wrong when my mom was sad.
Okay.
Okay. So when mom was sad or mm-hmm. when grandma wasn't being nice to mom,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I was trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
I only figured it out after I was sort of maybe in my teens.
Okay.
And all, you know, when my grandmother would go to the hospital.
Okay.
But then she wouldn't want my mother to come see her.
Mm-hmm.
And that would tear my mother up. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? It would tear up. And my mom would come home and she'd be crying. You know,
mm-hmm.
like, my mama don't want to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they knew, my mom and my uncles, they knew that my grandmother was bipolar.
Okay.
But I didn't understand the significance of it.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew is that it made my mama mad.
Yeah.
Or sad, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want anybody making my mother sad.
Absolutely.
So if mom was sad, I was sad.
Yeah.
So that's all I really knew about mental illness at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have any real other connections to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, immediate connections.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I get you.
Yeah. And speaking of your mother being the child
mm-hmm.
of a person
right.
that has a clinically diagnosed mental illness,
mm.
it's tough.
Mm.
My four nephews of this sister.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of it like that.
It was tough.
Wow.
It was tough on them, you know,
yeah,
because like the stigma with your friends and when my sister
mm.
was a little imbalanced,
wow.
you know, but she chose to self-medicate,
mm.
you know, through okay. alcohol and marijuana.
Yeah.
Just keeping it all the way 100.
Right, right,
and she
right.
would want me to.
She'd want
my
you to
sister,
talk about this.
Oh, she,
you know,
listen, let me tell you about Jaquita Renee,
okay.
a.k.a. Cookie, okay?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
She was real good with her,
mm.
you know. And she would feel sad when she couldn't control herself in that way. And she would, you know, fly in this pendulum.
I could see that.
And then she would come back and cry. I miss her so much.
Yeah.
I miss her a lot. But my nephews, you know, watching their mom go through that. So your mother, watching her mother go through that.
Oh, I've been a whole different cat.
Yeah.
I've been a whole different dude.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah, I understand that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something
so
to think
about.
So
it's real. It's rough. And we just need to continue to love and support each other. And when my sister would swing left, you just let her go. And she swing back, you just welcome her back.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Uncontrollable, right?
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah. And so we see these homeless persons in the streets, right?
Yes,
I think a large majority of them, it's not based on economics.
For sure.
Right? Wouldn't you say a large large majority is comprised of those that have some type of mental health issue.
Absolutely.
Right. And they have nowhere else to go.
That's true.
You know, so when I see a homeless person, I'm kind of teared up on the inside, you know, and so I do the best that I can to help when I can, right?
Yeah.
I think it's important because you don't know that man's story
or that woman's story. That's right.
You just don't know.
That's true. And, it's a cry for love, you know, and I can admit that
Now, wait a minute. What's a cry for love?
When they're acting out.
Okay.
In a certain way, you know, because if you can't control it.
Okay.
You know, because I remember my sister when I was younger, she had gone into the institution and she was on the medication, but they never found the right combination for her. So,
you know what I'm saying?
So she was like in a zombie state and then she would gain all this weight. And
yeah, that's real.
It was just the saddest thing. I'm not mad at her for throwing that medication away. You know what I'm saying?
Because it was just much too much.
She was just not herself
under
those circumstances.
Yes.
And it was difficult for my mom to deal with, you know, just trying to balance all of this. And she did the very best she could, you know, but just trying to find that right combination to keep my sister at an equilibrium, you know.
That is so good, my sister, because that's real, you know.
Yeah.
I know someone close to me that basically is battling the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to get better.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to not be deemed the person with the mental health issue because it's not something you want.
Yeah.
You don't want that on you, right?
For sure.
You know, so you're fighting this thing. So you may try to go see a therapist.
Yes.
For the sake of others.
Yes.
More so than yourself. And so you may try the drug. But that's the biggest problem, I think, overall.
Okay.
It's getting the right cocktail.
For sure, you got to get it right.
You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people just don't get that proper cocktail. They never get it. So what does they do? They resort back to self-medicating.
Absolutely.
Self-medicating.
Yeah.
And it's hard on the family.
You
said it, and I agree with you.
Jesus.
But what? Everyone deserves to be treated with respect and decency.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You know, so the man or the woman on that street.
Yes.
You know, that's homeless, you know, that says we'll work for food, you know, that's sitting in the cold, you know, if they have a mental health issue, they still deserve to be treated with respect and decency.
Absolutely.
Right. That's your sister. That's your brother.
Yes, sir.
And again, don't forget, but for the grace of God, there go I.
Absolutely.
I may not be there today, but tomorrow I can't promise you. Right.
Any of us could have one situation and, you know, because I'm the queen of positivity. I'll put my happy stickers on it as best I can, you know, but I had ended up going into therapy, you know, once upon a time along my journey.
Me too. Considering
it this year in real life, because I had a delayed reaction to my divorce, you know, from the father. Of my children, you know, because I'm trying to rise up. I'm trying to do the best I can for my children, you know, don't want to be the bitter ex-wife and all that. But 3 years after that, I found myself enraged. I'm talking about, I was hotter than fire.
Okay.
And because I didn't like how that was feeling in my body, you know, and how I was processing my thoughts, I chose to go into therapy.
That's great.
You know, and all that is just an unbiased conversation, you know, with someone that can help you smooth and sort your thoughts out. Who is a professional.
Trained to what? Talk to you in the way that you need to, listen to you in the way you need to be listened to.
Yes.
And give you little, recommendations, right?
Mm-hmm.
To help you sort of work with what you're dealing with.
That I won't see at Thanksgiving. Who won't be reminding me of this stuff.
Right.
Because everybody doesn't know how to handle your sensitive innermost struggles.
Right, right, right.
So if you have a good circle, that's cool.
Right.
But it's okay to find an unbiased person that can help you sift and sort through those things when life knocks you down.
Sister, I'm 1,000% in agreement with therapy.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you're so-called sane, you still need a therapist.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You
I
need
think
somebody
there's
to talk
something
to.
Wrong if you don't get therapy. That's where I'm
real
how
talk.
I'm moving in these streets.
Real talk.
Therapy
is good.
How you haven't gone to talk to somebody?
Right.
Help you sort out the losses and the disappointments that we all experience.
Yeah. Now, what about the family and caring for that person with the mental health issue? What's too much? What's not enough? You know what I mean? You know. Well, touch on that if you want to.
I would say if it's beyond your skill set. Mm. I was able to manage my sister in a certain kind of way because I'm a self-help, self-improvement guru. Okay. Like, I'm always looking
self-proclaimed.
For ways. Yeah. I got an honorary PhD in these streets. I will write you a prescription. No. No, so I was able to manage her, and I was more tolerant of her than some of my other family that just want to say, oh, Cookie is crazy. Mm. Cookie is crazy. Because they didn't. Yeah. Because, baby, she brought it.
Okay.
Oh, she was a force to be dealt with.
Good point. It requires patience and love.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Prayers.
No, seriously. Patience and love is required when dealing with those suffering from a mental health issue.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because they're going through a thing.
Yes.
And that's something I think we don't see a lot of within our own community. We're too impatient with it.
Too judgmental.
Exactly.
Too self-righteous.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Yes, yes.
Just acting like we have it all together when we don't. And just not empathetic enough.
Right.
You know, compassionate. But we're filling the churches. Mm. We're filling the mosques, the synagogues.
Yeah.
We all there. We quoting all this stuff. Love is patient.
Yeah.
Love is kind.
Right.
And as soon as I bump into you a little bit, then you going off. Mm. But you think you don't need mental health support.
Right.
You understand? In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Or in the name of Allah. Right. Whatever your truth is.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just all have to bear patiently with one another.
Right. I like what you said, though. You shouldn't go past your skill set if you're the one dealing with this person. So, point case in point, if this person is bipolar or schizophrenic and maybe becomes aggressive, then maybe you should not have them in your home, although you want them there.
That is real.
Because you are not able to properly control
their
outbursts
correct.
Or protect yourself.
That is very real.
So we're not saying keep them in your house because you love them.
Yeah.
If you can't control or manage.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? What they're dealing with or what you might encounter. Is that fair to say?
That is very fair to say, John. That's a very excellent point. Mm-hmm. You help them to the degree that you don't hurt yourself.
Right. Right.
You understand
That's
what
good.
I'm saying?
That's good. That's good.
You know, if I can help you and not hurt me, we good.
Right. Because you're not trying to have a DV up in that piece, meaning a domestic violence.
This is very true.
Claim. You know what I mean? You're not trying to have the popo call.
No.
Because rah-rah, you know, baby boy, your brother, whatever, has gone off and had, you know, an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And all y'all fighting up in there.
This is
and
true.
And the police come to the crib. Somebody going to jail.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't want to do that. Right.
So when you see it on the horizon.
Right.
When
right.
you feel the vibrations.
Okay.
And
that
the energy,
energy
shifts.
Straight
up. This is real. You can
real.
Feel it. You can see it.
Yeah.
You look in those eyes. It's like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
And what I'm learning is when I feel myself starting to move in a certain kind of way, I go give myself a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like you too wound up about stuff. Just woosah.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we have to learn how to lovingly interact with each other's energy.
Right.
To
right.
To navigate these waters.
Right.
Would
right.
you agree or disagree?
Oh no, we have to. Again, it's we're all here together.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying for
to
sure.
trying to get this thing called life right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to sort of work together. You are my brother, you are my sister. You
yeah.
know? And it's all about love for real. I think you're gonna think I'm corny, but that's what it is. I mean, that's what keeps me cool. You
for
know?
Sure.
Yeah, because I get upset.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to remember that I'm not living that person's, you know, life.
That's
you know?
True.
So you never know what that other person that you're talking to is dealing with, right?
That is very
you know?
True.
So you open these restaurants and, you know, you're dealing with a waitress or hostess and they kind of ignorant or indignant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think about what their day was like, you
this
know,
is true.
Or if they have a mental health issue maybe, right?
And I would suggest if you are having one of those days, then just call off.
Because
when I do come to the restaurant, I am coming to have a good time.
Hello?
You understand?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, case in point, one of my best friends just got married.
Mm.
New Year's Eve.
Wow.
You know, 1/1/2020. Yay!
Wow.
Love her dearly. We went to the nail salon. Her technician looked like he was having a bad day.
Mm.
You know, his energy was off. I don't know if he was mentally ill, but I would have preferred a more pleasant experience
from
him.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But considering what you're saying, because I initially was triggered, you know, because I'm all into wedding mode and all that.
Right.
But upon further review, he could have been having an episode and was trying to manage it doing the best he could.
Right, right.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. Now watch this, though, but you should not use as an excuse
to be
your
abusive.
Mental health issue, right? I mean, we got some people out there that may be pretending.
Yeah.
Real talk. I mean, not for real.
No, that's real.
I know a bunch of people doing a bunch of things, okay?
This is true.
Okay, so again, as a lawyer that used to deal with certain individuals, mm-hmm. looking for benefits, if you will.
That's
trying
real.
To get that SSI, that SSD.
Yeah.
You know, I had to turn some folks away because it just was not real.
It was
not
real.
What I'm saying is don't play with it either.
This is true.
You know, because this is serious stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's taking lives, mm-hmm. you know, on both fronts, the offense and the defense.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. So are you saying you're not the lawyer that's going to co-sign the lie, you know?
Oh,
with
hell
the-
no. They ain't taking my P number.
You're not going to help me get my check?
Let me explain to people what a P number is.
Okay.
A P number is a license that they give you in every state that says you can practice law there.
Okay.
Okay, so a P number is something that we protect after you go through undergrad,
uh-huh.
law school, and a bar exam. That number, that P number
is
on
everything.
This card is everything. That's that gold ticket.
Okay.
So no, I'm not about to be compromising my P number, right, for no foolishness. So I don't
that's
take
real.
Every case, you know.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So what else do you think about, you know, this issue of when I say mental health or mental illness, what comes to mind? You know, we've talked about a lot of good things here.
I just really... The language I really prefer the most, it's just a being out of alignment,
mm-hmm.
you know, just needing an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Some people need the medication to get back into alignment. Some people need meditation, prayer, holy oil. Like, there are all kinds of ways because it's a wide spectrum,
right.
you know, in
right.
my opinion, mm-hmm. that we all can find ourselves on, you know.
Find your way. Find your way.
On this space.
Yeah.
But it is definitely real. If you're not feeling well and it's, you know, your at-home remedies are not working.
Right.
Go and seek therapy. Like,
yeah.
it's okay. And in my opinion, it makes you strong.
It makes you stronger.
It's not a sign of weakness.
No.
It is a sign of strength to honor and say, hey, I can't pull this together. I'm about to go talk to somebody and smooth this out before I catch the case.
Mm.
See, I had to go get therapy because I'm not wearing the orange jumpsuit. You know, I know they have
orange
a show
is the new
out.
Black, right?
The orange is the new black. They're trying to romanticize and make jail sexy.
Right.
That's not sexy.
It ain't sexy.
I mean, you have caught a whole case in these streets.
And I know for a fact it's true that the brothers in prison, there's a large majority
yes.
of men and women in prison
yes.
that are there because of mental health issues.
Yes.
So there's a whole lot of sadness in these prisons.
Absolutely.
And it encompasses, you
mm-hmm.
know, certain persons that are mentally challenged, you know
yeah.
what I mean? So, again, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. yeah.
That's a big...
So, when you feel yourself about to tip over, do yourself a favor
mm-hmm.
for you, your loved ones, and just go. You
yes.
know, and my sister, she would go every now and again, but they didn't take her seriously.
Mm.
And she didn't appreciate, because then for them, it was just... another black woman that they can write a prescription
yeah,
for
yeah.
to get the payout to go
yeah.
on. But she didn't feel the genuine concern
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
about her well-being.
Yeah.
And that was a very sad thing to watch and
yeah.
experience, you know?
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about my people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's sad that, you know, they'll say, oh, ain't nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or they'll say, God can fix it.
And God can fix it
right.
through these doctors.
Exactly.
And through this
That's
medication,
my point. That's my point. Say that again.
Through these counseling
again,
sessions.
Please.
Like, we have to use all of the things
yes.
that the Lord has provided
yes.
to
yes.
help us to be our best selves.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
yes. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So, it's just about loving on each other.
Yes, sir.
Being considerate of one another.
Mm-hmm.
Being decent with each other.
Absolutely.
Being patient. Right. With
mm-hmm.
your neighbor,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just understanding that. But for the grace of God, again, I'm going to keep saying that.
No.
There go I, you know, because this thing called life is real. It's
yes.
very real.
It is.
And we're all walking that fine line.
Absolutely.
Right? As you say, minute by minute.
Minute by minute.
Yeah.
Moment
yeah.
by moment.
Yeah. yeah.
Experience by experience,
wow.
you know. So I would just encourage us to just continue to love each other. If we see someone whose scales are imbalanced, be a friend, be a mama, be a daddy,
yeah,
be a grandmother and say, hey, baby, it's okay. And maybe even drive someone there.
Oh, no question.
And, you know, and if we start to support each other and create a safe space where seeking additional help is encouraged instead of frowned upon, I think we can do ourselves and our loved ones a great service.
With good energy.
With good energy.
You know what I mean? Come to them, you know, with good love.
Yeah. Humbly. So,
yes.
You know, with concern in your heart.
Yes.
You know, and also be mindful that this is a billion-dollar industry, you know, with the prisons and all of that. So there's also an equal group of people that don't want you well. They don't want you to find that balance. They want these prison beds filled, you know. So there is a benefit. And you staying crazy.
There's not a taking care of yourself. Go ahead, talk to him.
You know, catching these cases and having this domestic violence because I'm concerned about my paycheck. You know, because if y'all not popping off, what am I going to do?
Exactly. I don't have a job.
Yeah, that's a very sad dual reality.
So let's get some people fired. How about that? How do we do that? By taking care of ourselves. We take care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
We don't have to then end up in the prison.
Yes.
In the institutions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's give them less to do.
Less to do in that space and free them to do some other things.
Okay.
Because we know how to take care of our mental well-being.
Yes.
And we're
going to
support and love each other.
Well, it's been a great conversation today.
I think it has been marvelous. Wow. Thank you for the tears. They were clarifying and purifying to my soul. I don't apologize.
And I'm sorry for having you cry. I hope you don't blame.
Apologize. Okay, cool, nope. And cool. I'm learning to be okay with my tears.
There you go.
You know, all of it is
good mental health.
Good mental health.
Yeah. So listen, Vibe Tribers, we truly hope that you enjoyed the topic today.
Yes.
We were here and we brought it with good vibrations. Okay.
Yes, as always.
I'm Johnny Hawkins. I'm your boy. This is
Champagne Bubbles.
So we encourage you to join the conversation.
Yes.
You should do that. If you feel the vibe and you want to become a Vibe Triber, then join our group. Join the group on Facebook. Simply go check it out. Vibrations Podcast. That's without a space. Vibrations Podcast under Facebook. Check it out. You can also check us out on our website. That's www.vibrationspodcast.com. www.vibrationspodcast.com. Now, if you want to holler at your boy,
holler.
You can check me out at my email, which is johnny@vibrationspodcast.com. What about you? They want to holler at you.
Well, if you want to find me, I'm Champagne Bubbles at vibrationspodcast.com.
Okay.
So again, that's Champagne Bubbles at vibrationspodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Share your experiences with us.
We'll be
sharing some resources with you. You can share some with us because we are all in this together.
And again, we don't get it all we don't get it right all the time, right?
Yes.
I may have said something wrong, you may have said something right.
Yes.
But again, it's the energy, it's the vibration that we're bringing to this, hoping to create conversation, right?
Absolutely.
Thought provoking, right? That's what we're doing. So look, we hope you enjoyed the show. And until our next conversation, I wish you nothing but peace, love, good vibrations, and energy.
Yeah.
It's been a blast, Vibe Tribers.
Always a good one.
I'm glad to know you. So this has been your man, Johnny Hawkins, and I'm out. And my girl,
Champagne Bubbles. See you next time.
God bless.
Peace.